Women who recently graduated from college are earning significantly less than their male counterparts. A new study reveals that women from Utah and other states who earned bachelor's degrees within the past 7 years made an average of 18% less than similarly educated men. Research from the National Association of Colleges and Employers finds that segregated work environments are the main reason for the disparity. Mary Gatta, a policy researcher and co-author of the report, says the problem is so prevalent that job analysts gave it a formal title.
Some of that, as we see in our survey, is attributed to men and women working in different industries and different types of work. So we call this occupational sex segregation.
The Early Career Talent Survey interviewed 1,400 professionals who graduated between 2017 and 2023, including about 500 men and 900 women. It found that the gap brings financial challenges for women who are more likely to have student loans but are less confident of their ability to repay them. Despite financial disparities, career satisfaction was similar between genders among early career professionals. Both men and women share comparable views on the speed of their career progression, although they cite different factors that affect their advancement. Gatta says that it can cause long-term problems.
The pay gap continues as women continue in their career. It's less money they're paying into Social Security. It's less money they're putting into their retirement. So it has immediate impacts around economic security, but also economic security as we age.
Nearly three-quarters of men surveyed work for private sector companies, while just over half of women do. It found that 30% of women work for nonprofits, where compensation is typically lower than in private industries. Gatta says women need to gain more opportunities to explore non-traditional roles.
The importance of helping introduce women and men to atypical occupations is really important, like introducing women to STEM at an early age, getting that career exploration. We know that is important in helping to break some of that.
For Public News Service, I'm Catherine Carley with original reporting by Mark Richardson. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.